Defense lawyers for Marcus Karma say he shot and killed German high school exchange student Diren Didi in Missoula, Montana, while Didi was garage hopping, a new trend of slipping into garages to steal small items like beer. Karma says he was protecting his family from an intruder. In Germany, the young man's father says a cowboy culture killed his son. And the shooting has raised a new debate over Montana's castle doctrine law. Sally Mock is news director for Montana Public Radio in Missoula. And Sally, first, how is this reverberating there?
Well, I think it's having mixed reactions here in Montana. Certainly, there are people who feel like the young man had no business being in the garage and that Mr. Karma was merely defending his home and felt threatened and has a small baby there and was trying to defend his family. And then there are other people who think he totally overreacted to the situation, firing blindly into the garage, not knowing who was in there, if they were armed or not.
There are also people coming forward with stories about the shooter that are being investigated?
There are. The police files do show that they found marijuana in Mr. Karma's house. He's the shooter, and they did do a blood test on him. We don't have the results of that test yet. So there's a lot of questions still unanswered. We don't know for sure why the young men were in the garage.
Well, there are also reports that a hairdresser said that the shooter was looking to hurt someone?
Yes, a few days before the shooting, but after Mr. Karma's garage had allegedly been broken into prior to the shooting, he had apparently told a local hairdresser, he'd gone to her salon and had told her in very angry terms that he was going to shoot some kid because he was tired of the break-ins into his garage.
Well, there have been other shootings recently in San Francisco. Stephen Guillermo, a college student who was drunk, was shot to death when he went to the wrong apartment by mistake. We know while just about every state has a castle law allowing people to defend their homes, Montana's was made broader. It used to be that the perceived assailant had to be using violence. Now there just had to be a reasonable fear. Are people taking a closer look at that?
They are, and that change was made in 2009, and a Missoula legislator, a Democratic legislator, Ellie Hill, is saying that the broadening of that law in 2009 is what has led to a sort of shoot first, ask questions later mentality that possibly led to Mr. Didi's death. And so she is going to propose in the upcoming session of the Montana legislature that they go back and revisit the broadening of that law and perhaps go back to the original castle doctrine. Most people don't think that that will have much chance, actually, that people, when they debated this in 2009, felt that the changes were needed and it would be very hard to go back to the original law. But it will be up for debate, certainly, in this upcoming session.
But meanwhile, briefly, Sally, we understand the high school friends of Diren Didi and his host family are just understandably devastated.
It's really shaken the whole community, and certainly Missoula is a place that has a lot of tourism and certainly is trying to sell itself to the world. And when something like this happens, it's not the kind of image that Missoula wants to project to the world, that it's a gun-happy culture here. And notwithstanding the tragedy that everyone feels about this young man being killed at such a young age and for being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Sally Mock, news director for Montana Public Radio in Missoula. Thank you so much.
Thank you.